Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1003. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doeg Ben Rabar and Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Le'refua Shleima Yitzchak Ben Miril. Shetaka Ever Refua Shleima Psoich Shechoy Le'Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about timers in general, Shabbos clocks, timers, however people call them, but in general, Rav Moshe was machmir, one should not use timers unless it's for lights. Nowadays, many people are makel, especially with certain items that are like standard items, like air conditioners and these type of things. Now, as far as using timers, possibly hot plates, there are various different things that it's used for that it became, along the way where people use it. But the timers, one has to know, one cannot use it like for certain things. Like, for example, one wants to hear, well, I want to hear the news on Shabbos, so I'll set my timer that my radio goes on. That you can't do. I want to, have my washing machine go on and 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Shabbos, set my timer. That you're not allowed to do. In fact, there's a very famous chazonish that says, I'll put up my chicken on the stove, and then I'll set my timer. 1 o'clock, it'll go off. It'll start cooking. You're not allowed to do that. That you can't do. There are certain things that it was taken on that we do. Like I said, air conditioners, lights, Rav Moshe was making, and so on. Now, I do just want to mention. I did mention the word hot plate. It's not going on. Not for going on. Going off, I know some people sometimes from Eretz Yisrael, whatever, sometimes if it stays on too hot, too long, sometimes it gets too hot. So that's a separate issue as far as going off. But as far as going on, that's a totally separate issue. We're not going to get into that right now. Because I just want to explain, the reason is because with the hot plate, it gets more complicated. It's not a question of just going on. It's a question of how one's using it, what they're doing with it, and so on. So we're just sticking right now to the regular lights that people do in general. You have regular air conditions, people do in general, possibly by a fan going on, off, and so on. Okay. So now the question is, and if somebody does have these other various different appliances, like the hot plate or whatever, one should ask and find out, what should be done, how it's done, what has to be done, in general, as far as going on. Going off is a little bit easier. Now, as far as the timers go, one sets it. And the question is now, let's say for a case in the air condition we spoke about last year, right? So it's supposed to be very hot, and I set my air condition to go on, let's say, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And whatever the case was, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it became cool. It's cool. It's not, I don't need the air conditioning. We have it by us a lot. It comes up. And now, if it's going to go on, the house is going to be very cold. I don't want it to go on. So what do I want to do? I want to, take out on the timers. Now, the problem is also, which comes up in reference to timers, the various different type of timers. So any type of timer, when you're dealing with lights, obviously you're dealing with, if there's a number change or these type of things, like a little digital readout or something like that. So that, of course, one is not allowed to touch. The only type of timer, I mean, as far as I'm familiar with, that's brought down this farm, the regular Shabbos timers, whereby it has like a pin, right? And you put the pin in, you take the pin out. Let's say before Shabbos, I want it 2 o'clock. So before Shabbos, I stick it in number two, whatever. So it's like a little clock on top with a little pin. There are many various different type of modern day timers. A person has to ask and find out how exactly to work that. That's a little bit of a separate thing. But the ones with the regular pin, whereby, now the question is, I want to just pull it out, right? I just want to pull out the pin. And the air conditioner never went on. And I don't want it to go on. That's it. Once I pull out the pin, it stays the way it is. Air conditioner stays off and people are not going to be cold. So in general, it is a machlek, is a rab poskim who hold that's the question of muksa. There are others who want to say that it's not muksa as far as the pin. Now, as far as pulling out the pin, we're talking about right now, because it's not muksa, because the question is a couple of various reasons. Well, some say that it's, there's actually a mincha shloima. The Mincha Shleima from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that wants to say the two things, and possibly that it's made to go in and out, whatever the case is, so might not be muksa at all. But even if you say muksa, it's a question of muksa on kli shemalachta le'iser. So one will be allowed to move that pin. Again, we're talking about the muksa part. We're not getting into right now moving the pin, getting lights on off. That's not the issue at all. Right now, the question of the muksa on the pin itself, lefi the mincha shleima, would be a question of kli shemalachta le'iser. Machmas gufa makayma would be allowed. Others want to say Rav Moshe says it's muksa, so it's a problem. But lemaisa, So if one does rely on that, so moving the pin, pulling it out would be okay. Now it's preferable. Some sperm did bring down. I've seen in the past preferable to pull it out. Again, we're talking about a case. I want to make it very clear right now. We're talking about a case with status quo as far as it's off. Right. In other words, the thing is off. It's not going on. It's going to go off at 2 o'clock. If I pull out the pin, it just stays off. My air condition, for example, is off. My light, for example, is off. If I pull out the pin, it stays off. That's all. Nothing went on. There's no change. There's no change in current. There's no change in anything. It's just a question of muksa on the pin. So others want to say, yeah, so to be careful, because there are poskim who say that it's a question of muksa, whereby one should not move it, also may possibly chasar and kiss, or others they bring down in various, there's various different ways of looking at it, but to pull it out, let's say with a shinoi, for example, with one's teeth, if it's possible, and so on. But if one does pull it out with their hands, with their fingers, there is what to rely on, and that would be okay, that would be allowed. Again, if as long as we're talking about simply status quo, pulling it out, nothing happens, there's no change, I want to make sure that my air condition does not go on, and there's no change at all. I want to make sure the lights possibly don't go on, and there's no change at all. Now, moving all the way up to the other extreme, so that's one extreme. We'll try and get to in the middle. That's a little bit more complicated, upcoming shiurim. But lemaisa, moving to the other extreme, so now my lights, let's say, or my air conditioner is supposed to go on at 2, and I want it to go off, I want it to go on at 1. I want to move it. It should be earlier, right? It's nothing to do with status quo. I want to make it start early. It's supposed to go off at 3, and it's very hot, and I need my air condition, let's say. Well, lights could be even worse, because light, incandescent bulbs, if it's an incandescent bulb, it's a derisa. On air condition, we know it's a drabbanan. But be it as it may, just the letter of the law, as they say, so now you want to take the pin, right? And I'll do with a shinoi, not with a shinoi, but the bottom line is, I want to move it up. Instead of it should go off, everything should go off, it should go on. In other words, my lights or my air condition, whatever it is, should go on at 3 o'clock. I want to make it go on at 1 o'clock. So that is a major problem. That's a major problem. Just to read from, by the way, this is all brought down in the various different sfarim, but I'm just trying to get it, go through from the Sefer Lamates Malachas on page 1220. He brings all this down. He says, adjusting a timer to turn on a light or appliance sooner than originally planned. Like we said, yeah, it's supposed to go off at 3. I need it to go off at 1. I'll change it. I'll move it up. Right? Is, would taka be usher to do because of it's what we call gram havara. Gram havara. Since this action is indirectly a cause for the light to be turned on, but it's you're doing an action to make it go on earlier. Now, quite a case of the air conditioner, it can be worse than a drabbanan, obviously, because even one turns on the air conditioner is a drabbanan. Case of an incandescent bulb, lefi rab moisha would be a deraisa if they move it up to go on earlier, lefi rab moisha. So one has to be very extremely careful in those instances. Now, I do want to say, let's say, for example, the case of the air conditioner, for sure, just like we said by a goy, one is allowed, let's say a case, it's very hot, and I need my air conditioner, that's all, I need my air conditioner. So one wants to tell a goy, we said it's a shvus to shvus, right, to the rabbanans, to put on the air conditioner, it's just very hot, my air conditioner's not on, we said that would be okay also, so the same thing over here, so somebody, if one wants to get a goy, to move the timer up, right? Instead of, it's very hot, I need the air conditioner to go on at 1 o'clock. So the guy's not going to put it on now, whatever the case is, but I want it on at 1 o'clock and it's just very hot. So over there telling the guy, he's going to change the timer from 3 to 1. Let's say, for example, in a case of the air conditioner, so air conditioners are Rabbanan Bechlal, and telling the guys, you have shvus to shvus, b'makam sar, even though it's hot, and they want it to go on, so telling a guy would be okay in that instance. But for a Jewish person to pull out the pin and make it go on earlier with the Shabbos timer, that cannot be done. Okay, we're going to continue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.